Hello, Film Club. Present, John. Present. Presently. This is going to be my last boo of the day. Don't know if you can hear my car. I'm waiting for it to warm up before I head home. I just briefly wanted to respond to Chris and let him know he made a great point. You're right, Chris. Probably the only thing lacking in Looper is a solid Huey Lewis score. Points to you for that one. You're absolutely right. But that's a given. I guess I didn't even need to say that. More so, you're right about the humor. Looper does have a great sense of humor. But nevertheless, there's kids getting killed in it. This isn't Back to the Future, and I guess I just wanted the time travel to be more rigid. But again, it's just a quirky preference of my own that I'm, hung up on. So, back to The Vanishing. The thing is that as soon as future Joe comes to the present and prevents himself from being murdered by his past present self, he's altered the timeline in substantially the same way it would be altered if the present past self died. So he should have vanished immediately if vanishing is necessary. But we're just sitting here having coffee and our steak and eggs, and I don't want to draw any diagrams or anything, so, screw it. Hope I don't run out of time here. Last words, Chris. You don't need money. Don't take fame. Don't need no credit card to ride this train. It's strong and it's sudden and it's cruel sometime. But it might just save your life. That's the power of love. That's the power of love. Good night, guys.